Good evening. A couple of announcements before we get into things a little bit. If you need them, you may find hymnals probably under the seat in front of you. And I do want to let you know that right after the service is over with, those of you wishing to take communion, we will have communion down here in front. So for communion, please come up the center aisle and depart on the aisle on that side. And for the last hymn, Silent Night, the lights will be dimmed. That's when, if you do not have one of these neat little battery-operated candles, make sure that you get one. So the lights will be dimmed for Silent Night. The first verse will be done in German as a solo, and then we'll pick up with Silent Night, first verse from the hymnal. So everything should be fine, and I think Randy is eagerly waiting.
Good evening. Would you stand for our opening hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing?
Father, we give you thanks for today, and we thank you for the privilege of gathering this evening to worship you, knowing that tomorrow we celebrate the birth of your Son here in this earth. And Lord, we ask that you be with each of us in any difficulties that we may be experiencing. Help us to get through them. And Lord, any with pains from previous operations or whatever, help them to get beyond the pain and know that it is your love that heals us. And Lord, be with each of us this day and forever. Bless this worship service to be its fullest. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Please pray with me. O God our Father, as we remember the birth of your Son Jesus Christ, we welcome him with gladness as Savior and pray that there may always be room for him in our hearts and in our homes. For his sake. Amen.
Like the
the Christ candle tonight because we welcome Christ into the world and into our hearts.
From the second chapter of Luke, beginning in the first verse. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, and it was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went up from his town in Nazareth to his home in Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem. Because he was descended from the house and family of David, he went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Our next hymn is O Little Town of Bethlehem.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still silent stars go by, yet in thy dark cast out our sin and into it be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
A reading from Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those he favors."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. And there's a slight change in the schedule. I'm not Randy and I'm not Gayla, but would you please join me in the Christmas prayer? And that's the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 2, starting in verse 1. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go, search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. After having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
got to clear the stack off the pulpit so I'll know what I'm using. Almighty God, Holy Father, I ask that you let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight tonight and forever. Amen. Friends, this is something new to me. I've only been in ministry for about 30 years, give or take a little bit, and I've prepared a whole lot of Christmas Eve services, but never one with a sermon. But that's okay. Probably you could say that is still true in another few minutes, but it's wonderful to be up here and interpreting the scripture as I read it. There was a priest named Zechariah. You've probably heard of him. And he belonged to a priestly order which served in the temple from time to time. So this much you probably already know. And he was married. And his wife's name was Elizabeth. And the two of them were of royal descent, not royal political, royal church, down in the priestly line and a descendant of Aaron. They were not by any measure ordinary persons. They were both righteous before God. They lived blamelessly according to all the commandments of our Lord. But they were without children. And they were getting on in their years. And Elizabeth was considered to be barren. So to her, that was the biggest shortage in her entire life. What she wanted to do was have children and raise them up to the Lord. But they didn't. Can you imagine that? Here was a couple that were truly godly people, yet they had lived godly lives all their lives, but they had no children when everyone was expected to. In fact, they were terribly ashamed. But there was a time when Zechariah was serving as a priest before God, and his section was on duty, and he was chosen by lot in that group, which was on duty. They just rolled the dice, and it became his turn to go in and light the incense. That seems like a minor thing, unless you're in Jerusalem and the whole country of Israel is expecting you to do it exactly right. But Zechariah did his best. But he was selected by lot to do this one special task. Can you imagine God doing his part to make them choose by lot this person and making the lot fall on Zechariah? Maybe he didn't, but I'm willing to say God had his fingers in it. Because I happen to be one of those who believes that nothing goes on without God being involved. But now there was a bit of a problem came up real soon, because an angel of the Lord came and wanted to supervise everything real close. And he was standing at the right side of the altar while Zechariah was to light the incense at the altar. Can you imagine that? A little bit nervous. And can anybody not understand the fear that Zechariah felt? What if God were standing right beside me right now? I'd probably hope to faint so I wouldn't have to make excuses, but he didn't give me an excuse. He just told me to do it. But the angel was standing there, and he said, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard." Now, wait a minute. Which prayer was not what has been heard? Prayer for children? Pray to get me out of this place so I don't have to do this in front of this angel? Well, you will have joy. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Well, wine accompanies everything you eat. Not for him. Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the Spirit and the power of Elijah going on before him, he will turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Don't get this nervous guy too nervous, because he may not stand. He might have a heart attack. Good thing they didn't have heart attacks in that day. But Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man and my wife is getting on in years." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel." That's supposed to impress Zechariah. He's standing there shaking in his shoes. "But I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak, until the day these things occur." Okay. And there was a whole group of people, half of Jerusalem probably, waiting for Zechariah and wondering why was he spending so long. He had a 3-minute task. But, well, why was he so delayed in the sanctuary? But when he did come out, he couldn't speak to them, so he couldn't tell them what delayed him. And they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He kept motioning to them, but he remained unable to speak. When his time of service was ended, he went home. And he didn't get a whole lot of relief by going home. But after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived. And for 5 long months, she remained in seclusion. She said, "This is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace that I have endured so long among my people." Can you imagine her being on in the years? I don't know what that means. Probably as old as I am now, so that's way too old to be worrying about having children. But then, all of a sudden, Zechariah lights the incense in the temple, and she's going to have a child. God can do anything with anyone the moment he chooses. Please accept that as fact and pray to God that it be.
point, the lights will probably be dimmed a bit. Okay. On your candles, if you kind of screw in the bulb, it should sort of come on. Stille Nacht.
Thank you.